This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. We broadcast 2 hours a day from Missouri, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. That's the time to call us if you'd like, and we'll put you on the air. We'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up, 605-477-3249. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Very well. And you?
I'm good. Yep.
Great. Great. Where would you like to begin?
Okay. I think that, I'll begin by having a review this morning of the latest edition of the Gentleman of Fortune's weekly news.
Wonderful.
Yep. So, yeah, this week, we've basically got a very Australian outback type theme to the newsletter. And, you know, I just thought, well, this is such an amazing country. And, there's so many good things about it. But people have got to be aware of what sort of a country this is. Because there's no place in the whole world like Australia. And, you know, it's a place that's always been, a moderately dangerous place to be. So, and that's been the case hundreds of years ago, and it's still the case today. And so basically what we're going into in the history of crime section, there was a fellow who, I wouldn't say that he was really an Australian, actually he was Dutch. But his name was called Geronimus Cornelius. And what Geronimus Cornelius was that he was a heretical, psychopathic pirate. And he was somebody who, like I say, didn't really, he wasn't really Australian. He just sort of visited Australia. But not even really on purpose. He was kind of blown here in a storm. But really just to hear what happened with Geronimus Cornelius, probably the best thing to do is, I'll tell you a little bit, but to get the full story, you'll have to go and subscribe to the Gentleman of Fortune's weekly news. And, you can find the link on my Facebook page, which is GwynethIsaacs.com. Oh, sorry, no. I don't think it is. Okay. Gwyneth Isaacs on Facebook anyway. Geronimus Cornelius, he was somebody, he did a terrible, terrible massacre. at a place called the Abrolhos Islands in, you know, off the coast of Geraldton in Western Australia. And it's really, really quite an amazing story. And the hero of the day was somebody by the name of Webby Hayes. And, you know, Cornelius, he was the third in command, the captain and the second in command. They'd all been shipwrecked and they'd gone for help. And so Cornelius was put in charge. And as soon as he was put in charge, basically, he divided the people into four camps and started killing everybody. And Webby Hayes realized this. Cornelius had all the guns. But you know something? Good old Webby Hayes didn't give up. And because he didn't give up, he managed to save at least some people's lives. Although there was still a tremendous amount of people who died. But anyway, to get the full story, go to my Facebook page. I was going to say go to USA Prepares, was what I was going to say.
Yeah, don't do that now.
The site's down. I remembered that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But anyway, you can get to you can get to the subscription by going to my Facebook page, and you'll find the link there if you scroll down on my timeline. And but that's one of the people that we talk about. And also, the other thing that we're talking about is what's happening with the Northern Territory. You know, the Northern Territory is not, well, mostly not really very close to Western Australia. It does have a state boundary with Western Australia, but it's not really that close to Geraldton. But nevertheless, it's an area that's got a lot of problems. They have a huge, huge budget deficit there. And I don't know if you know, Vincent, or if you can quickly look up, what's the per capita state debt for people living in California at the moment? I think that's the worst case example in the United States, isn't it?
The per capita what?
Per capita state debt.
Okay.
How much state debt does everybody in California owe?
Okay, I'm looking it up now.
Okay.
It might take. I'm using a Microsoft, so it might take. I'm having some problems with it, but okay. California's. Let's see. Here we go.
Yep.
All right. $3,582.
$3,582. Guess what the per capita state debt is for the people of Northern Territory in Northern Australia? It's around about $122,000 for every single man, woman, and child in the Northern Territory. And most of the people who live there are absolutely dirt poor. They hardly even own the clothes on their own backs. They live in third world poverty.
How's the Queen doing?
How's
she doing okay?
I don't know that she's been to the Northern Territory lately. You know, it's absolutely disgusting. And the magnitude, it's gotten so bad up there that, you know, this state deficit is threatening actually to pull down the whole federal funding system, where the Canberra loans money to all the different states in Australia and territories in order to keep them afloat. And they're supposed to pay the money back out of GST revenues. The only thing is that nobody in the Northern Territory got a hat. The people who got hardly any money, you know, so they don't really buy anything other than alcohol and tobacco and, you know, things like that. they have their own taxes associated with them. But the people there, it's just really disgusting. But anyway, like I say, we tell the full story of it once again in the Gentleman of Fortune Weekly News.
And this newsletter, if you'd like to sample it, is absolutely free for an issue.
Yes.
You'll send an issue absolutely free.
Hmm? That's right.
And how would you like that? How would you like them to? All right. How would you like them to communicate our class with you if they'd like to see what this looks like via email?
Okay. They can send me an email at Gwyneth@gmail.com. That's GUINEITH@gmail.com. That's GUIN for Nelly. EITH@gmail.com. And that's the best way to contact me. And if they email me, I'll email them a PDF edition. Okay, so that they won't be able to get access to the online site, but I'll email them a PDF of the final proof that I used to post up to the site that I posted onto. So they can see what manner of writing I have, just so that they know that they're getting a quality product, Vincent.
Mm-hmm. It is a quality product.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Gwyneth, you and I have talked about dishonesty. And I absolutely abhor dishonesty. If someone lies, they're out of my circle because I can't trust them.
Oh yeah.
Here's a code of conduct, and I think that this is the code of conduct that USA Prepares adheres to. So let me read it, and then I'll tell you whose code of conduct this is, and let me know, Gwyneth, as a representative of our class, if you think that this code of conduct is apropos to all of us at USA Prepares. And I don't have enough time to read it. There's 10 parts to it.
There's the music coming. It'll take you back.
Yeah, and then we'll talk about the origination of this code of conduct, but why I think it's appropriate to us. It's kind of genetic for me. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So here it goes. Here is the USA Prepares code of conduct. Number one, no person can present himself directly to another of our friends. There must be a third person to do it. So, for example, a person can't just show up. He has to be introduced by one of our friends. Number two, never look at the wives of our friends. Never look at the wives of our friends. That doesn't mean don't look at them. It means don't go past that. Number three, never be seen with cops. Never be seen with cops. That means don't associate. That means don't associate with cops. Number four, don't go to pubs and clubs. Number five, always be available for us. Always be available for us. Number six, appointments must be respected. And what that means is if you say, I'll be there at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, that means you better be there at 3 o'clock on Tuesday. It doesn't mean 3:30. It doesn't mean Wednesday. It means on time. The next one. Wives must be treated with respect. That means no profanity, no abusive language. That doesn't mean pushing them around, playing mind games with them. It means treating them with respect in every way. Number 8. When asked for any information, the answer must be the truth. When asked for any information, the answer must be the truth. Number 9. Money cannot be appropriated if it belongs to others or other families. That means you can't steal money. And people cannot be one of us if they have a close relative with the police or with a two-timing relative of us or anyone who behaves badly and doesn't hold to moral values. Gwyneth, what are your thoughts?
I can't see any problem with that code of conduct whatsoever. I think I would be perfectly happy to abide by that code of conduct.
Okay. So what is the origin of this? And I actually feel this way and have for...
I know the origins of this.
Okay.
Shall I tell them all, Vincent?
Please do.
That's the general code of conduct that you are required to abide by if you're a member of an Italian family. In other words, if you're a member of the mob, the mafia.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, you know something? As somebody who has Italian mafia in-laws, okay, I don't know if you knew this or not, but my stepdaughter actually married into the mob, and she's a mob wife, and so she didn't really know what she was doing until after she was already married, and then it kind of clicked that her husband was in the mafia. But all that he knew was that this was the best man that she'd ever met. He treated her with total respect, and he still treats her with total respect, and that they've been happily married for about the last 20 or 30 years now. But he's in the mafia. Actually, he's probably pretty close to being the godfather of his little family. He's either...
Right. Let's talk about that when we come back.
I don't know if his father has passed on yet.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort has arrived at a Washington, D.C. courthouse, showing up moments ago in a suit but in a wheelchair as well. Manafort facing up to 10 years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. It's the second time in a week that he'll face sentencing, as last week he was given 47 months in prison for tax fraud, bank fraud, and failure to report foreign lobbying activities. Governments around the world are grounding Boeing 737 MAX jets after a second deadly crash in 4 months on Sunday. Elaine Chao, the transportation secretary, says the U.S. will do the same if evidence is found they're unsafe.
The department and the FAA will not hesitate to take immediate and appropriate action.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Gwyneth, we've been talking about the code of conduct, and it seems to me that it's absolutely above board. It all makes sense. You know, don't lie. Don't take other people's money. Don't try to take other people's wives. You know, those kinds of things. Don't go to clubs and pubs. You've got to be available for your, you know, we'll call it your friends, which would be USA Prepares. You must tell the truth and never be seen with cops.
Yeah.
It all makes sense to me. And this literally class is the code of conduct for the Cosa Nostra. Now, it's not the same as the code of conduct for the police.
No.
No.
The Victoria police do have a code of conduct, but they don't keep to it. They're such dishonorable scum, they don't even keep to their own code of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
And their code of conduct is if you see somebody who is of a minority, you've got to give them special treatment in a positive way. As in, if you see them doing something wrong, you need to pretend that, you know, that they're not really doing anything wrong at all, and you need to ignore what they're doing. But they don't even keep to that.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that? They actually do have a code of conduct, but they don't keep to it. You know?
I think a really interesting question, if you see a cop, let's say you get pulled over, and it's usually the cop telling you something first, like license and registration, or license, insurance, and registration, or do you know how fast you were going, or something comes out of the cop's mouth first. I think we should come out, we should initiate the discussion before he says anything. So have you ever broken the law? I think that's the first question I should ask them. Have you ever broken the law?
Do you abide by your PD's code of conduct?
Yeah.
Have you ever hit an innocent person?
Yeah.
Have you ever done anyone in on trumped up charges? Have you ever lied under oath? You know?
Mm-hmm. Planted evidence?
Have you ever gotten drunk? Have you ever taken three shots of vodka and then blown into a breathalyzer 50 times?
Yep.
And then written out 50 tickets for 50 number plates that you've just randomly collected.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone to the parking lot of a saloon or a bar or a nightclub and put a mark on the tires so that you can see down the road, hiding, you know, 1,000 feet down the road, which cars at night have those marks on their tires so that you can pull them over because you know that they were at that nightclub because you put graffiti on their tires.
You know something? There's a little tiny, tiny pub. It's probably got a capacity for about 20 patrons. I think that's even probably a bit generous. I think probably more like 10.
So it's like a living
tiny
room.
Tiny little country club. Yeah, it's somebody. It's a living room with a liquor license. Okay? It's a little house out in the middle of the forest on an intersection. It's actually been a hotel for over 100 years. It's a historic country pub. But it's basically, like you say, it's a living room with a liquor license. And I have actually personally witnessed the police sitting just around the corner at about midnight or 1 a.m. in the morning when I've been driving through this particular intersection, which happens to be on the way home from one of the local towns for me. The cops sitting on that corner waiting for the doors to close, waiting for everybody to go home so that they can start pulling people over on the way home. And the publican has come up with an answer for that. Do you know what that is? He provides free camping out the back for all of his clients.
Okay.
And if you ride your horse there, you can put your horse in the paddock. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
so can you get pulled over for riding a horse after drinking?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Yeah, you can absolutely be pulled over while driving a horse and cart. You know, and the police around here have actually, in the past, pulled me over while I've been driving my horse and cart, simply for the purpose of asking me to provide my ID, when this no good cop knows exactly who I am and hates my guts and just wanted to find some excuse to give me a bad time. Mm-hmm. So he actually, with flashing lights, mm-hmm. pulled me over when I was driving my horse in the gig.
I wonder do you have those new LED bright blinding?
I think it actually was the new LED lights. And it is very, very fortunate that my horse is basically bomb-proof. You know, he can have an 18-wheeler whistle past him at like 60 miles an hour and he doesn't miss a beat. But that's not the case with every horse. If you go flashing a light around a lot of horses, a lot of them would be likely to bolt. And what would he do if my horse bolted? Carrying, you know, this cart, which is not a light little cart. It's a 110-year-old historic gig. Okay? It's, it used to be the local schoolmaster's cart from the town up the road 100 years ago. The guy who lived 100 kilometres up the road used to drive this, and he was the schoolmaster. And that's the history of this particular cart. How would he feel if he'd put his flashy lights on and my horse spooked and, you know, decided that it was going to take the cart across the top of his bonnet?
I saw something yesterday.
Did he think about that?
Yeah. Well, I don't think you're smart enough to think.
I don't think he did.
I saw something yesterday. I was going into the big city, Springfield, with our family. And I was behind the wheel of our truck. And up ahead on the left, I saw the red, white, and blue flashing lights. And I mentioned on the air that I thought that they were, on Monday, I thought they were about one cycle per second. And they are. So what I'm saying is one flash per second per color. So the red, the white, and the blue would be flashing. But they don't always flash the red one with the white one and the blue one at the same time. It's like red, then white, then blue. But it's about around one flash per second of each color. So that's three cycles per second. That's out of the front. Out of the back, different story. Out of the back, it looks like, let's say, 10 cycles per second for each color. So that would be 10 reds, 10 whites, then 10 blues, sequentially flashing at about 10 cycles per second. And then it seems to be a randomized pattern.
Well, that would be 30 cycles a second.
That's correct. That's correct. And so if we're wondering why people go have seizures, these things are absolutely blinding. The only thing that you can see is these lights, but you can't really, they're so blinding that it's hard to look anyplace else. And so you really can't see where you're going, especially if it's dark. It's awful. And so what do we do?
And it would be hard even to think.
Oh, impossible.
Or you'd be thinking as well. Far out.
Those
idiots, those highwaymen are up on the road ahead. Oh, my gosh. You know? Mm-hmm. Am I going to be able to get home safely? You know?
Well,
what are they going to do? They're going to take the plates off my vehicle or what?
And they have a monopoly.
Around here.
They have a monopoly on those colors. See, you can't use those colors. Those are colors for the plague. Okay?
Yeah.
Well,
actually,
you know
what red,
you can
white,
use yellow.
And blue.
You can use yellow.
You know what red, white, and blue has actually meant going back hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Okay.
Well, the red
it
would be blood.
It always meant. It means the Admiralty. is what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because you get in British naval ranking, and I'm sure that there must be something similar in the United States, because you have red, white, and blue pennants for the Navy. Is that right, Vincent?
Yeah. And my understanding was the red was for blood, the white was for purity. I'm not sure what the blue is.
The blue
other than
the
plague.
The sea.
Yeah, okay.
But this is true. The red, it goes, first of all, you get made an admiral of the blue, and then you get made an admiral of the white, and then the highest ranking type of admiral is the admiral of the red. So if you're an admiral of the red, you're pretty well up there. Okay? So red, white, and blue has been a signal for the Admiralty, going back that I've been able to trace at least 400 years, possibly earlier, in British naval tradition, and probably because of that, because of, you know, descent and all of that, for American naval tradition as well. It's and that is what they're saying. That's who they are. And once again, they are claiming that we have to be registered with them, or otherwise we're pirates.
Mm-hmm.
To which I say, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I've just got my little fishing boat out here, and what are you talking about?
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, there's a massive scandal in the United States about college admission. Are you aware of what's going on there?
College tuition.
No, admission. College admission. Meaning acceptance into the... Yeah. Well, let me tell you about it.
Yeah.
So in the United States, there's breaking news about bribery and getting children into prestigious colleges who don't deserve to be there. So the wealthy and the famous have bribed people at the universities and have placed proctors at entrance examinations to cheat and falsify the tests to usher in children who have no business being in these prestigious universities. So there's a guy by the name of William Singer, S-I-N-G-E-R. He goes by the name of Rick Singer. He pleaded guilty, and this is Daily Mail. He pleaded guilty in Boston federal court on Tuesday to charges including racketeering and conspiracy and obstruction of justice. He admitted to being the mastermind behind the million-dollar college admissions bribery scheme. He bragged about getting 800 rich children into colleges and guaranteed that they could get them, he could get them locked in before their senior year. But he had to sell his, or put up for sale, a 6-bedroom mansion for over $2 million as a result of this scheme being found out. So it goes on to say, the man who pleaded guilty to being the mastermind behind the million-dollar college admissions bribery scheme bragged about getting 800 rich children into colleges and guaranteed that he could get them locked in before their senior year. He said quote, I'm absolutely responsible for it, end quote. He said in court, quote, I put everything in place, end quote. Singer was charged with running the largest college admissions fraud scam in United States history through his small college preparatory company in Newport Beach, California. The scheme relied on bribes, phony test takers, even doctored photos depicting non-athletic applicants as elite competitors to land college slots for the offspring of rich parents, including actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. Okay, so what happened was he put their faces on athletes' bodies and showed them in athletic, in athletic scenes
to get these
guys into college, and he charged a fortune. I mean, thousands of dollars. For example, between 2011 and 2018, this guy Rick Singer would charge between $100,000 to as much as $2.5 million. Per child for the services, and they were masked as contributions to a scam charity, Key Worldwide Foundation, that he ran. Worldwide Foundation. Those charitable contributions were funneled into the coaches, let me say it a different way, the coaches and administrators at various colleges. So what that means is the coaches and administrators were saying, well, your child's not smart enough to get in here, but if you pay me, we can get him in. That's what we're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's been the case for many, many years with my alma mater, the University of Melbourne, that if you pay your fees in full up front, then you've got a much better chance of, let's say, passing your courses, even if you don't really speak English very well. And I personally saw that 20 years ago when I was at the University of Melbourne.
I guess my parents didn't know about that.
Then.
Yeah, my parents didn't know about that. I actually had to pass my courses. Gwyneth will be right back talking more about these scandals, bribe paying, and I've got some thoughts on it.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.